Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm going to do a reading. I'm actually going to pull the cards. I am broadcasting. Tuning into the energy, I loaded a podcast last night, and prior to that, I had taken a couple of weeks off of podcasting. I was in empathy overload from all that was going on in the world, and I needed time. I needed time to hold space. I needed to do my job as a spiritual teacher and hold the energy of peace and love and safety and security above all. So I hadn't been podcasting. I get quiet when things get chaotic. My gift is I get very calm and I get very still because I know that's my point of power. And so yesterday, as I was logging in to load the show, I saw that the numbers, the listening numbers, were much, much higher for my show on the new normal. I think that, I'm not sure what the exact title was, but it had new normal in it. And again, I recorded that before everything happened with the unrest we've seen over the last couple of weeks. And as I went to Spirit, I said, well, why are the numbers so much higher? And Spirit was showing me that people really are feeling confused and uncertain, and they're going to their spiritual home. And so, yeah, I do think the best thing I could have done was be quiet during those times. And hold space so that I can be present now. So I did want to do an intuitive reading for the new normal, like with this new layer of unrest. I have my own very particular opinions about everything that is going on in the U.S. around race. I'm a person who has studied race and culture and diversity and perspective. That was my undergraduate degree at USC. Very small major. You had to hunt it out. I did a lot of study on perspectives of the American experience, particularly in Los Angeles, where there had been a great deal of racial unrest that we were reflecting on in the work that I was studying at that time. And so from that, because, you know, I'm a spiritual person, I've been a spiritual person since I could speak, I've had a connection to spirit, I have a very specific perspective. And I wanted to hold firm to that. You know, as an intuitive, I see between the lines. I see a lot that is going on. And my job is to bring you quality spiritual information. And I didn't want my perspective to influence your spiritual journey. Is this a spiritual experience? Absolutely. But I will say this, I don't think it's any different than any other spiritual experience we're being called to have. And just as the pandemic has caused us to raise up and look at the world differently, look at our own individual experience differently, because that's what matters most, right? We can really get caught up in what's going on in the world as an excuse to ignore what the work we need to do within ourselves. So my work has always been centered around that. But I watched this morning. I watched the Dave Chappelle 8 minutes and 46 seconds. I think that's what it's called. And it wasn't really comedy. It was really just he gathered a whole bunch of people to watch him talk about how he felt about this topic. And I think it was important, and I think it was relevant, and I think it needed to be said as his creative expression. And, you know, as a creative, because I have a second business writing novels, I talk about race a lot. So again, this wasn't an area that was new to me, or something I even could graze, you know, give you a really catchy, new agey slogan to go with. It is something that every person must go within and find clear peace and clear truth around, and a clear perspective as you move forward. And while facing, you know, we are still living in a pandemic. We are still living in a very charged, very, very divisive political climate. But we were prepared. That's what Spirit keeps telling me, is that they've been dropping us nuggets. Hey, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up for some time. And, you know, I can get very focused on whatever I'm working on as well. And we're still being called, even as we focus on ourselves and our day-to-day, is what I mean, focusing on our day-to-day experience. We must go within and do the internal work so that we can move forward as individuals within a collective. So this reading is designed for the new normal and to help you find your true north in this. Let these messages filter through your own intuition. And by the end of this reading, I want you to have some sense, some clear, concrete sense of how you are going to move forward. Make a decision today. Whenever you're hearing this, I want you to make a clear decision that benefits you, that benefits your people, you know, your tribe, your community, those around you, your family, your friends, and benefits your society, your community, your immediate community, as well as the country, if you're living here in the U.S., or your country, and the planet. So make a really clear decision, but start with the you. How am I going to see things differently, act differently, believe differently, speak differently for the highest and greatest good of all those involved? Make a clear decision. And my spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying, give them an example of what a clear decision would look like. It could be that you decide that you are no longer available for judgment in any way, shape, or form. And you are going to do the work to really clear out all beliefs that cause you to judge yourself, cause you to judge others. And you're going to choose, you're going to say, I'm going to read some books on it. I'm going to listen to some speakers on it. I am going to make this different choice in my career, in the way I raise my kids, in the way I share my message from a place of non-judgment. It could be that you decide that you are going to do everything in your power to create financial security for yourself, and you will do the internal work and the external work so that you can move out of scarcity and lack and financial insecurity. So not only can you provide for yourself, but it frees you up to do the things in the world that need to be done as you are called, right? as you are called, so you can actually show up and do the work that you are being called to do as a result of your financial security, your financial prosperity. It could be that you make the decision that you are going to put yourself out there, whether it be forming a romantic relationship that leads to a family, if that's your choice, that and that love positively impacts the planet. There are so many choices that you can make. I'm not telling you what decision to make by any means. But at the end of this reading, take this information and make a clear decision as to how you are going to show up in the new normal for your highest and greatest good. Okay, so I'm going to turn some cards over. I'm going to do a 4-card spread. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Okay, so the theme is waves of prosperity. So it definitely is a call to, no matter what you're doing, to get your financial act in order. And it doesn't mean it needs to look like anybody's journey. You just have to decide how you want to take care of yourself, because there are opportunities available to you. So being open to opportunities of all kinds is the theme or the anchor of this reading. Next card, it's the block card. This is what's getting in the way of these new opportunities, what's getting in the way of these waves of prosperity, is we have to let go of the old. It's the time to move on card. And so I've come to understand that this card is twofold. It means the internal and the external. So there are things in your external circumstance that you are going to have to move on from. You are going to have to let go of the old and trust that you know what that is. It'll pop into your mind. And if it doesn't pop into your mind over the course of this recording, be willing to sit with it and ask Spirit, what do I need to let go of so that the new can enter? It is a time to move on. And I think even as a culture, even as a people, even as a humanity, there are things that it is time for us to move on from. And we must let go of the old so the new can enter. You cannot solve a problem, right, with the mindset that created the problem. And if you are trying to do that, you're only grazing the surface, and it's actually just a form of, I'm going to be a little harsh here, a little emotional manipulation, right? If you are trying to make changes and you are not letting go of the old, all you're doing is just manipulating energy to appease yourself, to entertain yourself. But if you want to create a real transformation, you're going to have to get in and go deep and let go of the old. It might be letting go of a career. It might be letting go of a relationship. It might be letting go of a perspective. It's usually letting go of a perspective, letting go of a belief, letting go of a limitation. You are being called to raise up, to raise your consciousness. And to do that, you must be willing to do the work. Now, the advice card is to be patient in that letting go and that transition into the new. It's the wait card. Doesn't mean don't do anything. It means trusting that the right result will show up at the right time and doing your part in the immediate. So maybe you need to go and do some mindset work around money. Maybe you need to go and do some forgiveness work. Maybe you need to go and do some raising of intelligence, right? Some understanding, some research. Go and do that and be patient so that you can gather whatever it is that you need to learn so that you can move forward. It means you don't need to rush into action right now just because you're feeling something. It means acknowledging what that feeling is, acknowledging what perspective you want to have about that feeling, letting that feeling move through you, observing it, and then if need be, rearranging any belief that triggered that feeling, rearranging any thoughts that triggered that feeling, not so it takes the feeling away and that you are ignoring the feeling, that you are integrating the feeling into who you are and making a choice as you move forward. And when I see this card right after the time to move on card, it means you got to do the work before you can get to the new. So often when we are feeling something passionately, this is one of the reasons why I didn't want to do a lot of speaking during this time. I wanted to feel my own personal feelings. Because once we feel it and let it move through us, then we have our power. But if we are just reacting to that feeling, not acknowledging its origins, then it has control over us. And it goes back to, it's just kind of emotional manipulation. You know, you get hot for a minute and then you burn yourself out and then it's back to the way it was. We are being called to change as individuals. We're being called to change as a planet. And we can only do that if we allow ourselves to feel into it and know our true direction as we move forward. And then predictively, it's the treasure chest card. We will move into a state of wonder and curiosity and empowerment and enthusiasm and freedom. You know, I love this treasure chest card. When I first started reading with this deck, it represented money. Both the waves of prosperity is how we started. That would be a money card. And the treasure chest represents money. But as I did a reading for a woman some years back, and the message came forward to approach this card from a place of wonder. Imagine that you are actually on a quest for treasure. And it's exciting. And it's not an excitement that takes you up and then down. It's an excitement that can carry you through the ups, the natural downs that will occur in the process. So it requires a maturity. It requires a high energy approach. It is a quest, right? And so prepare yourself for that quest. You will be rewarded for going on the quest, but you can't go on the quest until you clean up everything within you. Look at the self-esteem. Look at all the ways in which you are telling yourself you can't have what you want. Look at the programming you've taken on that limits your success and your ability to thrive. Look at all the ways in which you have not shown up for yourself, where you take the lazy way out, not in judgment of laziness in any way, but you take the lazy way out because you're too scared that you're going to fail. Look at all the ways in which you can show up in a high quality way, not just based on an emotion you're feeling in the moment and it's reactive, but from a soulful, thorough, conscious, loving, devoted, inspired place. And that can come only from doing your own internal work. Pray on it. Believe in a new way. Have a clear sense of certainty that what you want is on its way to you. Hold that faith. And if you need to learn something, by all means, spend the time learning. We need your authentic voice. You know, I don't talk about, you know, race or, you know, I did talk a bit about politics after the 2016 election because it was so very shocking. I don't do that here. But my authenticity around these topics come out in my other business, and both is my completion, right? It's me being fully authentic in my lifetime. Find whatever it is for you where you can be completely authentically you. The days of having to behave the way so-and-so said you needed to behave are done. And now is your time to decide who you are going to be. You can still be a good person. You can still be a kind person. You can still be a loving person. You can still be a soulful person. But do it from the place of you. That is your point of power. So use this message to get really clear about who you are. So again, the anchor waves of prosperity, new opportunities wash over us all, new opportunities for abundance, new opportunities for expansion. This is a money card typically when I read. Time to move on. It's the block. What's getting in the way of these waves of prosperity is the need to let go of the old. Look at programming, look at limiting beliefs, look at, maybe it's a job, maybe it's a relationship. Let go of the old so that the new can come in. Wait is the third card, which is typically the advice card, how to heal that block, but it's not wait passively. It's not being in reactive mode, getting very clear about your intentions, and then take action on the best result for you at the best time. So this is a time of gathering, getting centered, being still, so you can move forward with strength, feeling empowered, feeling confident, and clear. Clear on who you are as you move into your next evolution. And then the predictive card is that we're all going to go on a quest. It's going to be a treasure chest. This is also a money card. And the message on the card, an unforeseen windfall of abundance comes to you now, but it is going to be a windfall, a rush of new energy entering into your life because you did the work. You did the work. You did the work. Okay, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. This is my intuitive message for the new normal. I love you. You're amazing. Thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again.